Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast. We're here to give you the good news that is happening all around the globe, from the economy to inspirational stories and everything in between. If you have a story and you'd like to share it with us, let us know at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. Before we get started today, I'd like to thank all of our listeners who have been tuning in each week. We will reach our first milestone for a number of downloads this week. To easily listen to new episodes as they are released, download the Stitcher app from the Android Marketplace and enter promo code THEGOODNEWS for a chance to win $100. New film Happy released last weekend. The documentary by Academy Award-winning director Rocco Bellick takes viewers on a journey from the swamps of Louisiana to the slums of Kolkata in search of what really makes people happy. The film combines real-life stories of ordinary and extraordinary people around the world. Screenings are scheduled in Cambodia, the Philippines, Brazil, Nepal, India, and several other countries, as well as in cities across America, says Bellick, even in Antarctica. The film investigates questions like where happiness comes from and how to balance the allure for money with our need for strong social relationships and personal fulfillment. The desire for happiness is universal, says Bellick. The sources are much more common and attainable than many of us believe. It is exciting to share this film and the cutting-edge research with people all over the world. It is even better to know they will be sharing it with each other, too. To watch the trailer and learn more, go to thehappymovie.com. More film news. A woman in Sweden started sending money to a children's charity in Africa, and little did she know that because of her small payments, a Kenyan youth she had never met would end up going to Harvard Law School. The story, as depicted in a new emotion-packed HBO documentary, doesn't end there. The film, A Small Act, tells the story of Chris Mbru, who grew up in poverty in Africa. Thanks to his benefactor, Hildy Back, he is today the acting coordinator of the anti-discrimination section of the United Nations Human Rights Agency. Mbru paid tribute to his benefactor by establishing the Hilda Back Education Fund in 2003, before he had even met her in person. The organization offers financial support to children of Kenya. After some viewers saw A Small Act at the Sundance Film Festival screening, donations quickly soared. One anonymous donor in London gave $250,000 to support the fund. How would you like to go to a private liberal arts college that will give you a full-ride tuition scholarship for 4 years? Antioch College in Yellow Spring, Ohio, is waiving the tuition for all its students who enroll in the next 3 years. The college, originally founded in 1850, shut its doors in 2008 after years of decline and management problems. But tremendous financial support from dedicated alumni, who were appalled at the closure, led to its rebirth and unusual incentive program to find new students. "We are a 160-year-old startup institution with lots of history," says Cesar Mesquita, Antioch's Dean of Admission and Financial Aid. "The college wants to make an investment in hardworking, engaged students who can help restart this great institution." And our top story today, against all odds, Afghan teen girl boxer will get to live her Olympic dreams. Just by getting into the boxing ring at the London Olympics, Sadaf Rahimi will be throwing a few punches in the fight for equal rights for Afghan women. There are female Afghan success stories, yet most women in Afghanistan remain second-class citizens, cloaked from head to toe in blue burqas, abused or hidden in their homes. Rahimi, a determined 17-year-old student, wants to become the new face of Afghan women, gaining honor and dignity for herself and other women in her war-torn country and improving their image worldwide. She will get her chance in London, where women's boxing makes its Olympic debut. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is. To improve the quality of our show and keep us ad-free, consider a donation. Simply send us an email at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com for details.